is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Northwoods Fishing Report. I am your host, Eagle River Muskie Guy Josh Krieger, and I am giving you this report on the evening of Wednesday, July 5th of 2023. We have quite a bit to cover here this week. We are going to discuss what helped us be successful on the water here this last holiday week with the warm weather and what we can expect here looking ahead with the predicted weather and the moon phases coming up. So first things first, this past holiday weekend and week, you know, that being the 29th basically, so Thursday from the last podcast covering to Wednesday, July 5th today, we had quite warm weather. You know, every day in that week was pretty much in the low to mid 80s, and we had a couple of days where I think we even were close to touching 90. So we did have quite warm weather, so it was tough fishing some of those midday majors, you know, during that full moon period, just because it was so dang hot out on the water. We didn't have a ton of cloud cover. You know, a couple of days we had some clouds move in here and there, and that obviously provided a little bit of relief from the heat while out there fishing. Did have a couple of fronts come through. You know, obviously that did help with fish activity. You know, fish tend to be more active before fronts, and that again was kind of the case here this past week. So as I mentioned, it was hot. You know, I had water temps starting to climb again. I had most of the lakes anywhere from 70 to 77 degrees at the surface. That being said, you know, they are predicting some cooler temperatures here in the near future. I believe next week, you know, the highs are in the 70s every day with lows in the upper 40s to the low 50s. So I'm not too concerned about those water temperatures at this point. I do believe they will kind of hover in that range or even drop a little bit. So, you know, kind of that worrisome 80 degree mark is still not something that I'm too concerned about at this point. I do think we will be just fine here moving forward. So some of the things that led to success this week for me and my clients and everyone I was fishing with out on the water were deep weed edges, and specifically deep weed edges that were adjacent to deep water or had, you know, steep drops or break lines right outside of the weed edge. And that's kind of typical for this time of the year. You know, that's a midsummer pattern. That's also kind of what was going on last week, and I really don't expect a whole lot to change here, you know, this upcoming week either. And what the fish are doing this time of the year is, you know, as that water's warming, they still like to sit in some of those weeds. And obviously some of the bait fish sit in those and right on the edges as well. So they need deep water around so that they can kind of slide out into that deep water in the heat of the day, because muskies require more dissolved oxygen than most other fish. You know, they're quite large. So in comparison to other fish, you know, all their organs and just them in general, their bodies, they need more oxygen to function than other fish do. You know, colder water has more dissolved oxygen than warm water, and you know, warm water rises, therefore further down, you know, the water is going to be colder and have more dissolved oxygen. So when these fish, you know, in the heat of the day, these fish will slide out of the weeds on these breaks and into the deep water to kind of keep themselves cool and replenish their oxygen. And then when they decide they want to feed, you know, it may be a major feeding window, it may be a storm system coming in. It could be just simple as, you know, low light conditions, evening, overnight and morning hours, where, you know, the fish slide up into those weeds off of that steep break. They'll sit there or even, you know, hunt in that shallower weed bed. And then, you know, when they're done feeding and it starts to warm up, they kind of slide back out into that deeper water to cool back down, digest their food and get more oxygen. So that's kind of what I've been noticing. Again, like I said, seems to be the case right now. What I've been doing is in the mornings and the evenings, you know, I've been fishing a little bit shallower. I'm always keeping my boat kind of right on the weed line or the break at the very minimum. You know, sometimes I'll be much further off, but I'll never run, you know, over the top of the weeds. I always want to be on the outside. So in the morning or the evening, low light conditions or periods of, you know, high activity, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll sit outside the weed edge a little bit and I'll fish a little shallower. I'll fish, you know, the weeds. I'm assuming the fish are going to be more active. They're going to be up in the weeds feeding. So I'm throwing topwater, bucktails, you know, twitch baits through the weeds, stuff like that. Now, this last week, double blade bucktails were very successful for us. You know, your normal size twitch baits, I've kind of upscaled from the baby shallowrators to the normal size ones. So, you know, 6, 7, 8 inch kind of twitch baits. And then also I've been using rubber. And there again, that's a little different. I tend to use my rubber more so in the middle of the day or when the sun is higher in the sky, as those fish move out a little deeper. Again, I'm looking at my baits as tools. So, you know, if the fish are out a little deeper and closer to the bottom, again, I need to be using a bait that's going to allow me to target those fish and be in their strike zone longer. So, you know, as that sun comes up higher in the sky and it's a little later in the day, I shift my focus more so to fishing a little bit deeper. You know, so I'll be off that break further. Or sometimes what I'll do is I will sit just inside the weed edge and actually cast outward and, you know, kind of let my bait sink to the bottom and then work it back in toward the weed edge. You know, and that's been very productive for me over the last week here as far as catching fish midday when it's been hot and sunny. A lot of different tactics, a lot of different ways to catch fish right now. I cannot stress enough, however, you know, when you're fishing middle of the day and those fish are out deeper and tight to the bottom, or you're fishing that sand grass, you know, in 13 feet, which again, I did very successfully this week. You know, you need to be where the fish are and they're tight to the bottom in those situations. You know, I was fishing with a buddy of mine actually yesterday, the morning of the 4th. I didn't get out, you know, as long as I would have liked on the 4th. We had some big storms actually move through late last night. I would have loved to have been fishing before them. However, being a holiday weekend, and me being human, I do have family that is in town visiting, so I did not get to fish last night. However, I did fish in the morning, and me and a good friend of mine, he's actually a Marine buddy of mine who was in town, fished from about 6 a.m. till about 9:30 in the morning on the 4th, and it was totally bluebird skies, not many clouds, super sunny, quite warm already by 8 in the morning. You know, not ideal conditions, but we were fishing a little bit deeper because of that. You know, I was fishing some of that 13-foot sand grass instead of the 6 to 8 foot cabbage weeds on this lake. And my buddy, he's not a rubber fisherman. He's never caught a fish on rubber. I have a hard time ever convincing him to throw it. So I'm out there, you know, throwing a tube and he's throwing topwater and bucktails, you know, and I'm basically fishing right on that 12 foot edge. So I'm on the edge of the cabbage where there's sand grass on the outside of the boat and, you know, up to 6 foot weeds, cabbage weeds on the right side of the boat. So he's casting one way and I'm casting the other. I cannot convince him, you know, to cast out deep, even though I'm marking the majority of the bait fish out there. And so I end up catching 2 muskies and 4 pike. And finally, I convinced my buddy to throw on a rubber bait. And he throws on a toad, and literally 4 casts after he puts that bait on, he catches a pike. So there again, you know, it's just all about throwing the proper bait to catch the fish that you're targeting. The fish were majorly out in that sand grass, and when I was hopping that tube along the bottom, I was contacting fish. You know, when he's throwing bucktails and topwater in the top couple feet of the water column, you know, those fish just aren't quite active enough to come up and eat that. Again, you know, try to get your bait where the fish are. One other thing, you know, that second muskie I caught that morning, and again, this was all in 3.5 hours. It was a great morning, not ideal conditions. It was just, you know, if you were fishing where the fish were, they're still there to be caught. You just gotta do a little, you know, something a little different, use different tactics. Those tubes seem to be great for when fish aren't super active. I actually had to cut hooks on both of the muskies I caught on my tubes on the 4th morning. Part of my theory behind that is that bait is so erratic. It seems that, you know, the muskies, it's either it gets away or we get it. So they're like, we can't miss it because we know if we miss it, we ain't going to get it again. And so they just absolutely inhale those baits a lot of times. And yeah, like I said, I ended up cutting hooks on both of the fish I caught. And the second one that I caught that morning, literally we had that fish in the net and I'm kind of, you know, unhooking it and dealing with the hooks in its mouth and getting the hooks cut. And I tell my buddy, I'm like, hey, come over here, smell this fish. You could literally smell it while it was sitting in the net. This fish is in the net, on the surface of the water, and you have your head by the rim of the net, and it smells like sandgrass. Now, you know, not all sandgrass smells really bad, but the stuff on this lake is very, very smelly. It stinks. And this fish smelt just like it, which tells me that that fish spends the majority of its life just sitting in the sandgrass on the bottom. You know, if you're not throwing baits on the bottom, you're not going to contact the fish like that. Most likely that fish isn't going to come up if it's, you know, used to always just feeding right in that area right along the bottom. Make sure you're using the right bait to target the fish that you are trying to catch. One other thing too about that fish, you know, smelling like sandgrass, my tube had weeds on it. I had sandgrass on my bait when that fish ate it. They were in its mouth, you know, when I brought it in, and I felt myself hit weeds before the fish hit. So one other thing I cannot, you know, stress enough, and I tell clients this all the time on the boat, is no matter what, whether you have weeds or not, continue to work your bait. Do the figure eight still. You know, I've caught plenty of fish with weeds on my bait. As long as your bait is still doing something, do the figure eight. Continue the retrieve. You never know for sure. You know, I used to tell people, as long as your bait is still doing what it's supposed to, do the figure eight. I've been doing this long enough now. I've seen baits plenty of times get fouled up with weeds or on the leader where they're not doing anything that they're supposed to be doing, and the fish will still come in on them. So, you know, you just never know. Always be ready. Always continue the retrieve. Always do the figure eight. You never know. You could end up catching a fish when your bait is not doing anything that it's supposed to be doing. All right. So looking ahead, as I mentioned with that predicted weather, you know, we got highs here in the 70s all week. They're saying is what they're expecting, with the lows in those upper 40s to, you know, low 50s all week. So water temps should cool. Honestly, you know, the mornings and the evenings with all the boat traffic have definitely been the most productive, and even a little bit of night fishing. I wouldn't necessarily say that that's not going to continue to be the case, but with these colder temps overnight, you know, the fish actually might be a little more active. Not necessarily overnight when it's in the 40s or 50s, but, you know, right during those sunrise and sunset hours. When I'm fishing stained waters up here, you know, honestly, in these stained waters, these fish will sit pretty shallow all day, and they'll be all pretty active all day. I really do believe you can catch fish all day long, any time of the day. You know, I was looking at it, and obviously majors and minors come into play quite often, but looking at it yesterday on the 4th, you know, the minor was 5:30 to 6:30 in the morning. Caught the first fish at about 7 and the second one at about 7:45. Neither one in that minor, no weather changes or anything like that. So, you know, again, these are patterns that help be successful on the water and things to look at. But again, it's not an exact science. So, you know, the more time you spend on the water, the more you're going to learn and the more fish you're going to catch. As far as moon phases go here for this upcoming weekend, on Saturday, we have majors from 4:30 to 6:39 in the morning and 5:03 to 7:03 in the evening, with only one minor taking place during the day, and that is from 11:06 to 12:06 in the afternoon. Our sunrise on Saturday is 5:15 a.m. and the sunset is 8:48 p.m. That gives us a total of 15 hours and 33 minutes of daylight on Saturday. On Saturday, there are the two majors and only one minor. All three of those feeding windows take place during daylight hours. I really do think pretty much all day Saturday should be a pretty good fishing day. Sunday, same kind of thing. We have majors from 5:26 to 7:26 in the morning and from 5:49 to 7:49 in the evening, with again only one minor, and that takes place from 12:22 to 1:22 in the afternoon. The sunrise is 5:16 a.m. and the sunset is 8:47 p.m. That gives us a total of 15 hours and 31 minutes of daylight. And as I'd mentioned, same as Saturday, you know, all three of those feeding periods that take place throughout the day are during daylight hours. You know, if you can be on the water all day, I would recommend fishing all day. I think it should be good both Saturday and Sunday for pretty much the entirety of the daylight hours. You know, obviously you're going to hit peaks and lulls throughout the day, but with these feeding windows, they should be active pretty much all day, in my opinion. Fishing has been pretty good. I really don't see it slowing down. We have good water temps right now. Nothing too concerning as far as too warm. Water temps should only, you know, kind of drop a little bit or stay pretty steady with this predicted weather coming up. You know, I don't foresee a whole lot changing. I would stick to, you know, those double blade bucktails, larger twitch baits and top water kind of in the morning, fishing a little bit shallower. And then as the day progresses and the sun comes out, you know, move a little bit deeper and fish a little bit deeper. Fish, you know, deeper cranks and some of those rubber baits. Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys had a great 4th of July. Good luck to everyone out there on the water this upcoming week. Go catch some fish, and we will talk to you again here next week. Thanks again.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.